T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show, Celebrity Trash. Oh, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
If I could, real quick. Yes, Nicole, Kettleman's City, or whatever it is, Kettleman.
Yeah.
City is exactly where we stop.
Friend?
Yes, and
okay.
Exactly where the story I told, where some guy came up asking for money for gas, and I'm wearing a mask. He's not. He looks filthy, and I'm sitting there like, oh God, as this guy comes up, hey, can I? And my mom from the, oh Vincent, is that one of your friends? And I lean in the car, and I'm like, zip it, Sandra, and she's like, but
yep,
I don't.
That's it,
but I'm like, God, as I hand
was
this guy
Chevron
$2, get out of here. What? I'm sorry, Bryn.
The Chevron right there. Is that where you were?
We were at the Shell, actually.
Oh, okay.
The Shell,
the
which
Shell,
is right.
It's by there too. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay, across
right.
The way.
When we were, when my dad and I were leaving from In-N-Out, there was a homeless man in line to buy food.
Was that one of Vincent's friends?
And I literally
probably
thought
was
Vinny.
One of Vincent's
I thought of Vinny. I was
Vincent.
Like, oh, I wonder if that's Vincent's friend.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was yeah.
Probably.
As I lean in the car, she's still yapping away. Oh, that's just, she's trying to get her belt off to turn around and say hello. Oh, hello. I'm like, zip it.
That In-N-Out's always busy. So.
What are you doing?
Well, but, it's an In-N-Out and it's in the middle of nowhere.
Nowhere.
So.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
But I thought, God. As we're driving away, she's like, I don't understand. I'm like, I don't know that guy. What are you doing?
She was a random mom.
Well, we probably both have COVID now. Thanks, Sandra. Yeah.
Luckily, you escaped without it.
Right. Anyway, sorry to interrupt. Let's do the trash.
Sure.
I just wanted to follow up and say yes, Kettleman City.
Yeah, we have a lot going on in this trash break, and we're going to end it with Scott Capurro. He's waiting in the wings as we speak. He's just chomping at the bit, waiting to get on.
Oh, I bet.
Of course, you know, I'm making him wait because I got a couple things I want to get to. The Johnny Mosley Pod is sponsored for the trash. Check out Olympic gold medalist Johnny Mosley's podcast on the Odyssey app. New episodes every Wednesday. Subscribe on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
It's a new episode today. We taped it yesterday. So good.
Break my neck for that every time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Hey, Nikki just sent me a story. I'm going to read this whole thing and I'll report on it tomorrow because I won't have time this morning. But the long and short of it is Ellen DeGeneres is going to do one more season and then she is done. And there's a lot of, you know, this has nothing to do with her situation over there on the show or the ratings. It's been on the
or the ratings down because of all that negative press.
You know, I don't know if that's why they're down, but her ratings are definitely down.
Oh.
And she's barely there. She always has like a guest host,
right?
Like, at least once a week.
I think she's done with it. She's done. So, we'll go into detail on that tomorrow.
All right.
Unless something else eclipses it, which
well, I'd hate
happens.
To think that she, after doing such a big job for so long that she basically got chased out of the job for bad
that
behavior.
That would suck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple things I want to get to and then we'll get to Scott. Yesterday we had rather a long discussion about Styx. They have a new record coming out and Dennis DeYoung, who was the main guy in Styx when I was a huge Styx fan, he is not in the band anymore, but that doesn't mean he's not doing anything, Vinny. Dennis DeYoung has a record coming out. This is
he the guy who sings the slow songs?
He's the very theatrical sounding,
okay,
you know.
Yeah, I don't like that guy. I like Tommy Shaw.
Yeah, I like Kami Shaw too, but I like the Dennis Dion. I really always liked Styx, so I liked all the songs. He has decided he's putting out his final album. That he's 74 years old. This is going to be his final album, or so he says now.
They always say that, don't
and
they?
And he recruited one Tom Morello to play guitar on a song called The Last Guitar Hero. And we're not only going to hear a little of the song, we'll hear the actual solo, which is so badass.
Oh, you
heard
it?
Here we go. Really good. Whatever skill that you possess, the new machine makes you second best. They're working hard, you know it's true. They're finding enough to replace you. The last guitar hero. With the tools of your trade. The last guitar hero. So genuine, handmade. The last guitar.
All right, so I'll jump ahead to the
go,
solo.
Last... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here's a solo.
Ooh. Hero, the last guitar hero.
Well,
he's just wailing.
I assume Dennis DeYoung was hoping by grabbing Tom Morello he'd bring audience like me in, because I'm a Tom Morello fan, and yet no.
Oh,
that song's
no
good.
Getting all dramatic here.
I'm not into it. What is this?
Yeah, I just figured it out.
Right after the solo, it damps
down.
Oh,
it has a breakdown.
It does,
weird
transition.
Yeah,
break it
there.
Down, right. Well, listen, he's very dramatic.
He's
got to have
this,
dynamics.
From this to this. Trippy.
I like it.
Hi.
Yeah. I love that Tom Morello's like, yeah, the guy from Styx, I'll do it.
Tom Morello's actually, he's worked with... Bruce Springsteen as well. So he's worked with some unlikely, you know,
couplings, right?
But you know, if you're a fan of rock and roll, often these names will make you go, "Really?
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen?" I mean, I would say Dennis DeYoung, hang up on him. But, you know, the other guy, I would probably say, "Sure. Yeah, I'll work with Bruce."
No, I love it. I actually, it's so funny because of course it's just as dramatic as I thought it would be, and there it is. And then one more thing I wanted to get to before Scott interrupts us. The Simpsons on April 18th, they aired an episode. Look, The Simpsons have been on forever. Like I find it exhausting when I'll sit down and watch a couple of them just cuz I feel like, well, they've been on 30 years, I should watch some of them. Because there was a time when I was totally into The Simpsons and they were Don't Miss TV.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
less so. They did a parody of Morrissey. And the episode was called Panic on the Streets of Springfield.
Okay.
Kind of a spoof of the Smiths' 86 single Panic that aired April 18th. It included Morrissey as a character named Quillaby. That was not Morrissey, Quillaby.
Okay.
And he was voiced by Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, all right.
So, and he's apparently Lisa's new imaginary friend in the form of a, quote, depressed British singer from the 1980s. They attend a concert toward the end of the episode where the real-life Quillaby walks out on stage with his stomach protruding from his vest and confesses the show is just a cash grab and performs a single. They've actually released this song as a single now, and here is it's the Simpsons take on a Smith song.
Can't help but frown. Every day I draw my bath and pray I will drown. I step out my door and I take a deep breath, turn back inside and pray for my death. Cause everyone is horrid except me and possibly you.
I like it.
Oh, everyone... Me too.
It's they nailed Morrissey right there, which I'm sure he's not pleased about. But
he's not. Actually, he's not pleased, and that's the next part of the story. His manager has issued a lengthy critique about the Fox cartoon sitcom. Poking fun at objects is one thing. Other shows like SNL still do a great job at finding ways to inspire great satire. But when a show stoops so low to use harshly hateful tactics like showing Morrissey character with his belly hanging out of his shirt when he has never looked like that at any point in his career makes you wonder who the real hurtful Oh, shoot. This thing just jumped on me.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, no.
The real hurtful racist group is here. Even worse, calling the Morrissey character out for being a racist without pointing out any specific instances offers nothing. It only serves to insult the artist. They should take that mirror and hold it up to themselves.
Get up.
And then he continued to do a million different interviews about this thing. So they're mad. the name of the song is Everyone is Horrid Except Me. Horrid. Everyone is horrid except me and possibly you. It was actually
I love the Smiths, and yet Morrissey is, he's difficult.
He does seem difficult.
He
could smell meat cooking at a tent near him and went, I'm not playing.
He was playing at a big festival show where, of course, they were barbecuing food. That's what you'd do at an outdoor festival show, and he could smell it. And he's vegetarian. I give him a lot of credit for being able to make that happen, because I'd do it if I could, and I can't seem to. But that whole, I'm not playing because I can smell meat, maybe you should have done an indoor show.
Right. Pick your stadium.
Dur, George.
Yeah.
Dur.
Yep. So there you George. Go. That's a that, they're going to release that as a single, and it's actually credited to Quillaby and and Lisa from the show. I think it is Benedict Cumberbatch singing, although they're not giving him direct credit.
They
on
nailed
it.
So they really did.
It's just it could be a Morrissey hit. There's no mm-hmm. question. We hate it when our friends become successful. It should have been me. Anyway. Now it's time to have Scott Capro come on the show.
All right. Hey, Scott, are you there?
Scott, you were sleeping. I'm sorry. Did Morrissey put you to sleep?
Early for me.
So Scott is, I don't believe you have any more shows left. You're leaving. Is that correct? Or do you have something you want to
do? No, I have a show tomorrow night.
Thursday night, okay.
Yes.
And where would that be?
In Oakland.
Oh.
I don't play Oakland very often. So I'm really excited. And I have a new light in the closet, Sarah. I put a new light bulb in for you.
It's not really working.
It looks better.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it looked, it's more of an atmospheric kind of, so there's like 1940s cute ones that they sell now for really expensive. No, nothing. I'm getting nothing for
that. You look great. You know what? You look absolutely great. I love that you broadcast from your closet and talk real soft so you don't wake up the husband, you know.
I like watching Nicole's
last classes in Britain are this week. So he doesn't have to do it anymore, so I can talk as loud as I like next time I'm on, which won't be.
So he's in class right now.
He's passed out. No, he had to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning to go to class.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I woke him up for his boiled apple, but he went back to sleep.
But just as his classes in England are ending, you're heading back home. Aren't you leaving next week?
We're going back because he's got a ceremony to go through, his graduation ceremony.
Whoa, that's crazy.
When is the last time you were in England? It was before the pandemic, wasn't it?
It was right before Thanksgiving, last autumn.
Oh, that's when you got here?
Yeah.
Wow, that's actually amazing.
It's a long
haul. I can't believe you were
haul.
Able to travel.
I know we've been pretty lucky with all that, but we're kind of nervous about going back because the waits at the airport are like 6 hours long, but we'll get through it.
Yeah, it'll be fine. You'll make it onto your flight, and then you'll sit for 10 hours on the flight, and you'll be home. I mean, you'll be on vacation.
On vacation.
You've been needing a vacation. Right.
Oh, totally.
What crazy. Have you been doing with your apartment? Has your apartment been rented out to someone this whole time? Like, how is this?
Nope, you can't. No, you can't in the UK do that. They don't allow it. I mean, really, they're really still restrictive about travel. Really still very serious about that.
So you couldn't Airbnb it? You couldn't have any subletters in there?
Mm-mm. It's probably the reason why we're going back, because we feel bad. It's just been sitting there for 6 months.
You don't know. I mean, the rats have eaten the whole inside of it. I mean.
Could be, yeah.
Did you tell Vinny, you've heard that they took his, he was used to be on the top floor of this apartment building of his, and then they built two or three more.
Eight. Luxury flats, two floors.
Two more stories on there. And it's an old building.
Yeah.
So they, of course, shored the whole thing up, right? To make sure that those wouldn't crush the whole thing.
Seems super wrong if you buy a top floor apartment, or flat, as they like to say in England. It seems like that should be the top. You shouldn't have something put on top of you at a later. Didn't you get a vote?
No. Not in Britain. No, we're scum. No, we're.
But don't you own that place?
Kind of. We own the air in the flat. but nothing about above or below.
Did you
it.
Used to use the roof as a like a deck? Were you able to?
No.
Oh, you. So it wasn't like you're losing your party space or anything. They're just.
We kind of were glad because it wasn't insulated, so we thought the apartment would be warmer now, and it is. You know.
Oh.
But they did so much damage to the building, cracks and stuff, that we had to have a whole place redone last summer. So that's why we're kind of eager to go back, just because it's got new heating and stuff. It'll be.
And you have an elevator now, so that's a plus.
That never works.
Oh.
And because it's Britain. And we have people living above us already who've rented all the flats. Young people. Young, eager, loud people with kids blocking the elevators and spilling food on the stairs. It'll be fine. We're looking forward to it. A little bit of a change.
It'll be fine. It will be fine. Does it
that
look...
That Morrissey thing is... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just one more question. Does the top... Do the top two floors match the rest of the building?
Not at all. It looks terrible. In fact, you can see where the new build starts and the old building stops.
So it's like a brick building, and then it turns into like a modern glass
scaffolding. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Glass that's too bad. You know those add-ons that someone in your family did to get another room in the house, and you walk in and you go, "You guys, you didn't even try to make it look like the rest of the house. What did you do?
Didn't
here?
Even make the attempt.
Not yeah.
Wow.
Seamless.
All right.
Yeah.
So are you a Morrissey fan? I didn't know you were about to mention the Benedict Cumberbatch take on Morrissey. That they.
I don't really, you know, he's not really my thing, but I thought the episode was hilarious because he got so angry about it. Or so they said. Maybe he wanted the press.
Maybe.
But he's in so much trouble and has been for years, right, about all the quote-unquote racist stuff he has said and anti-immigrant stuff and stuff against China.
I haven't heard any of that
I haven't
stuff.
Either. So you're saying, well, I mean, you know, I guess we're not getting the English news feed, but you're saying Morrissey is racist, huh?
Well, that's the label that media's thrown on him.
And so that's alleged.
He said some pretty disparaging things about China as a whole and the way they treat animals, and then about, you know, immigrants coming in or migrants coming into the UK and stuff. Pretty shocking because everyone thought he was so left of left, right? Left of Lincoln. And then all this stuff came out of his mouth that sounded very not.
Isn't it wonderful right-wing. That these days we all have Twitter and we can say the things that were on our mind that in the olden days you wouldn't have had a place to share your thoughts and feelings on things, and now they just ruin your life.
He said these things on American TV, some of it, though,
like
The Tonight Show. Right. Yeah, it was, the stuff about China was about 10 years ago, but the anti-immigrant stuff was more recent. And it was it sounded pretty small-minded, I thought. I was really shocked, because I know that he has that reputation.
Well, you're
so
very lefty-left, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said what he said. But anyway, I think that he feels like, well, you know, a lot of... Europeans, I think, as the Brexit thing was happening, felt, well, you know what? It's our turn to talk. Now, the Brexit thing is happening. We're talking about the EU, and we're just going to share what we think, and it's the kind of world where we can. And it's like, it isn't really. You're not a politician.
It is. You can. Share away. Isn't that the wonder of the world? Did you hear that Google's only 15 years old?
I can't
believe the Google search engine? Like, it blows my mind.
My niece turns 29 today. 29. She turns 29 today. I thought she was like 16 still. 29. It's over. It's all going by so fast.
So fast. Somebody hit the fast forward button when we didn't notice.
You know those pictures that Facebook posts of you on
memories.
Your phone and stuff?
Yeah.
There's one of me from 2006 in South Africa yesterday. I'm like, look, my skin is so yummy. What the hell have I done to my face? Look at me. Look how young I look. Look at me. Oh, me with a little... I'm down on my knees petting a kangaroo. It's so cute. I look so fresh. And I'm in my 40s. I'm ancient. God.
It is funny. So like, you felt old when you were in your 40s. Like, oh, man, I guess it's over. And then you're in your 50s and you go, I'd kill to be in my 40s again.
Oh, my God.
I'd kill. It'd be great.
Yeah.
And frankly, Facebook is a constant reminder of that. They're always popping something up. Here's you 5 years ago. I'm like, wow, 5 years made a big difference.
Well, how do we
what
block
five
that?
More will look like? What?
I don't want the memories.
I'm sure you can turn that off, but I like seeing them. It's fun to remember.
Nostalgia is a drug. It's going to make us crazier than we are already. Nostalgia.
I feel like any second now, and it's already gone too long, but any second now, Scott's going to say, but I'm still a 30 waist. I still have a 30-inch waist.
Yeah, when is that going to happen?
Yeah,
it's so sweet if you remember. It's actually 31.
Oh!
Thank you. I know.
Oh, God, the pandemic has taken its toll on everyone.
It's the vegan food, isn't it? It's all that, you know, it's all that stuff we're eating now.
You should see this crap he shows me yesterday. They go grocery shopping. I mean, clearly at a place where ruined food is sold. Like
Rainbow.
This, Oh, okay. Rainbow. Oh, Rainbow. Okay. Great. Ruined food. All right. So yeah. He's got, I'm sorry. What was the one thing that comes in a bag? It's called like raw golden milk packet.
Golden powder. Yeah. It's got cinnamon.
And it's like the thing looks like damaged. Like it looks like a war ration. I'm not kidding. It's like it's packaged in this sort of bulging on one side and all loose on the other. I'm like, who would ever select that?
The picture of health. This.
There are like 50 jars of that. It took me forever to find that.
Was it on the clearance rack?
Yeah, in the back.
What is golden milk powder? What is that?
You add it to your milk. It's got a bit of black pepper in it. Mm, and it spices up the hot milk. And,
Who's drinking hot milk? You're drinking hot milk?
Twice a day.
Hot milk with his boiled apple.
With my boiled apple.
Cow's milk?
Yeah, of course.
You drink cow's milk.
Well,
and
raw,
you add pepper to it.
I do, yes. Raw milk, though.
Why? What? Yeah. So not pasteurized. Not homogenized.
Yeah.
And then you cook it yourself.
Just past my lips. Yeah, and then you put a little pepper in there and wakes you up. And then at night, a little honey, if you can stand it, just a drop of honey to knock you out. It's good for you. Good for your bones. Right?
Okay, if you say so. And what was the other, there were all kinds of little, I don't know why he feels like, Scott is the guy who once, if you answer a text from him, that's it. You're texting him all day. So I try, he's that guy. You know how those, they're constantly throwing a fishing line out. And you can tell they're doing it to multiple people. They're just throwing the fishing line out there. And if you bite, he's got you. Now he knows you have your phone.
I just don't want you to be out of touch. I know what you're like, Sarah. It's you in a hoodie all day long watching TV. I want you to have a good contact with the outside world. And I don't want you to feel like I'm ignoring you.
I do not feel like you're ignoring me. And as soon as I answered you one time yesterday, you sent me pictures of everything you bought at the hippie store. Which I'm sorry, but you know, I get it. Packaging can be wasteful. It can be excessive, but let's at least make it look clean, and like we didn't reuse it off the meat that we wrapped earlier.
We found it on the street. Right. The whole apartment smells like a yoga studio in Santa Cruz.
Does it? Oh my God, that sounds like I want to visit so much.
Yeah, it smells. It kind of smells like we're growing weed, which we are, and like our feet are dirty. It smells like that, like dirty feet.
So dirty feet and weed.
Yeah,
which is exactly what's happening there. Plus the golden milk powder and the. He shows me this like loofah brush that he bought. I'm like, I don't need to see all these things.
It kind of smells like we're growing weed, which we are. Well, that's perfect.
Well, that explains it.
Thank you.
Weed stew. I wanted to see you at home. I wanted a salad, but we can't really have salad.
Why?
So because it's too hard for the stomach to digest because it's raw. So Edson cooked a salad last night. It was so good. Charred.
I don't get that.
I am sorry. Delicious. What?
What does that
do
mean?
See, this is what he does. He throws these things out, and then you.
Yeah, salad's
that's
over.
Ridiculous. No, salad is like the broom for your colon. It sweeps you out.
It's a bit hard to digest, so we just cook it. Just cook it. Cook your salad.
What are you, 80? We just discussed you're not that old, though.
Yeah, that seems like...
Yeah.
Okay, listen, we got to go. So tomorrow you have a gig. Tell me where again.
Rocky's Market in Oakland, in Brooklyn Basin. Can't wait. It's a fabulous venue. They do all sorts of performance there. And the great food and great beer. And it'll be me and Clara Beal and Holly Shaw, these two fantastic comedians.
And I hope you'll do a quick set at the poker night on Saturday night.
Poker night. Ooh.
Exciting.
So did you order the vegan pizza, Sarah, the vegan cheese pizza?
You know what? No, hey, Scott, let me ask you a question. You know, you've been waiting for your dad to pass. Come on.
For years.
And he does nothing but drink hard liquor and smoke cigs, and he's still strong as an ox. What are you worried about? You come from really sturdy stock. I think you can handle a salad.
A salad.
Yeah. You guys, it's you know why I do yoga? I do yoga because other people can't.
Oh. What?
I do yoga for India Namaste, who's having a hard time right now. And I eat cooked salad because I know Bryn eats muffins with chocolate chips and drinks them with coffee, like a heroin addict. So I eat the way I eat because Bryn can't. That's why I do it. It's not just for me.
So you're giving.
Oh, good
this is
you
giving to us.
It's about building a balance.
All right.
I mean, I buy
Capurro, nice, ladies and
I buy a nice sofa because I can see the one in your living room behind you.
Scott Shapiro playing Hooman on today's show, everyone.
Yes.
Well done.
So I'll have to take his coffee enema and have a great last couple of days. I'll see you on Saturday, you and Edson. And thanks for being on the show. ScottCapurro.com if you're interested in tickets. Namaste to you as well, my friend.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.